subscribe button below and subscribe to our channel. It helps with the YouTube algorithm. Also helps us know that we're doing a good job providing value over to you guys. All right, so we're gonna be taking news off our LinkedIn page today. If you guys haven't followed us on LinkedIn, go ahead and give us a follow. We'll leave a link in the description to our other social media platforms as well. You can follow us there for updated tech news and relevant information as well. All right, without further ado, let's move forward. So we got Google, guys. So Google Chrome for iOS will soon keep incognito tabs even more secret with Face ID. So Google is testing a new privacy feature to its Chrome browser for iOS that can lock incognito tabs beyond Face ID. So Apple's facial recognition system is used to secure an iPhone or iPad, but many apps have their own Face ID support for extra security. Google has started testing securing incognito tabs behind Face ID in its latest Chrome iOS beta, signaling that it should soon arrive to regular users in the coming months, guys. So that's going to be a pretty big rollout, guys. For you guys that use Chrome, for you guys that use that like Chrome, and in our previous episodes too, we went over how Google is patching up certain security features as well too. Chrome definitely offers that feature as well too, right? So it's definitely a great browser for privacy and stuff like that, as well as Firefox, Mozilla, other browsers like the Brave browser, which is part of the blockchain space as well too. But Chrome also has its perks too, guys. If you want to learn more about these incognito tabs and the fact that they're going to be providing Face ID, go ahead, click on the link in this article. Follow us on LinkedIn, click on the link, you can learn more. All right. Also, we have Dave Chappelle, right? So the Chappelle Show returned to Netflix now that Dave got paid. So there's been a lot of controversy on this too, guys. Dave Chappelle has been going back and forth with Netflix and other networks as well too. They just didn't want to pay him as much. I mean, this guy's hilarious, he's funny, we all know that. So, we all know also he's been dealing with a lot of personal things in his personal life and stuff like that too. So the fact that finally Netflix, they got a deal for him and made a deal with him, I think that's definitely something that needed to happen, right? I mean, he's a hilarious comedian. Honestly, I find him funny. Other people may not, but he definitely has an audience there. So Dave Chappelle says that his long-running beef with Comedy Central over rights to Chappelle's Show is over. The surprise announcement came during a 10-minute performance titled Redemption Song posted to Chappelle's Instagram account late Thursday night. The clip closes with news that sketch comedy will return to Netflix starting today, guys. So that's pretty awesome, guys. For you Dave Chappelle fans, get ready. So this weekend will be a fun weekend for you guys. So definitely check him out on Netflix. Moreover, we got this mobile website builder can give you everything you need in minutes. There is a new website builder specifically targeting content creators on Instagram and TikTok with e-commerce and monetization features built in. Beacons promises to deliver a website that can keep up with your content and comes with a list of tools to help social media stars monetize their output, right? So I guess this new website builder is called Beacon. So definitely check that out, guys. You have different website builders too. Lots of businesses, lots of brands use different builders, right? So people can use Wix. Highly valued brands use WordPress, right? Some may use Shopify, right? I know lots of great SaaS companies use Shopify, right? So it looks like there's this new one called Beacon, and it has built-in features as well, which is pretty cool. And it's great for content creators, right? So if you're just a regular average content creator, this may be the one for you, right? That your audience may connect with. So definitely check that out. Moreover, guys, we have a new big name on the web hosting scene. So for you web hosters out there, you guys know web hosting. You know, there's Bluehost, there's also you know, hosting servers like Namecheap, different hosting servers too, guys. So definitely check this new one out. Looks like investment firm Clearlake Capital Group has announced a host of financial dealings that will have a major impact on the web hosting sector. Perhaps the most eye-catching news released by the company is the completion of the $3 billion all-cash takeover of the Endurance International Group. So that's a big takeover, and that's a lot of cash infusion. So definitely, hopefully this web hosting service is definitely going to be one of the most secure, right? It's best to have a really secure web hosting service. It's great. So obviously cyber criminals, hackers, and stuff like that can't access your website or information, right? So we have Clearlake's purchase of Endurance was originally announced in November of last year, but closure had to wait until the new year. With the acquisition closed, Endurance will now be delisted from the NASDAQ stock exchange, right? Because Clearlake purchased Endurance. So now any stock positions, maybe if you have stock positions in Endurance, they're going to be probably liquidated, right? Because it's delisted now. It's a takeover from Clearlake. So upon announcing the deal, Clearlake also confirmed that would be forming a new web hosting company called Newfold Digital in partnership with Sins Series Capital Group. Newfold Digital will be an SMB-focused provider of web presence solutions, replacing both Endurance Web Presence and Web. The new organizations will serve around 6.7 million customers around the world. So honestly, guys, that is amazing. Honestly, that is amazing, right? So this is a new player, right? So this combination creates an industry leader with tremendous scale and strong portfolio of marquee brands, product offerings that furthers our commitment to helping small businesses establish themselves online. And that's great, guys, because some hosting services do charge, you know, lots, you know, for their services, right? Not to say they're bad, but they do charge a lot, right? So if they can come in the middle for small businesses, that will definitely be a plus side, right? So Sharon Rollins, CEO of Newfold Digital, said, "We're excited to join forces with Endurance Web Presence team and want to thank Clearlake and Series for their continued support as we deliver the highest quality solutions for our customers in pursuit of profitable growth." So in fact, Newfold Digital now encompasses a host of well-known web hosting brands, including Network Solutions, HostGator, Domain.com, and many others. Collectively, this means that Newfold Digital is able to offer a huge range of web services, such as shared web hosting plans, fully managed offerings, Linux-based hostings, and much more besides that. So that is amazing, guys. So definitely check out this new deal about Newfold Digital, new web hosting service. So if you guys are looking for a new one, definitely check them out. If you want to learn more about this as well, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You can learn more about this as well. Moreover, we have MasterCard, guys. MasterCard entering in the game of cryptocurrencies, guys. MasterCard says it will support some cryptocurrencies soon. US payments giant MasterCard has announced that it will soon start supporting select cryptocurrencies directly on its network to provide customers, merchants, and businesses with more choices when it comes to how they use their money. The move comes after more users has begun using credit cards from MasterCards and other companies to buy crypto assets, especially during the recent surge in value of Bitcoin, right? So not only MasterCards are doing this, guys, but also other financial providers such as Square. You know, and if you've been watching our previous episodes, we've also said that Visa also came into the crypto space, and they're starting to buy up crypto assets. They're trying to allow for crypto payments within their network as well too. So now MasterCard's entering the game, and you know, this is a very smart move by MasterCard's, guys. So like you know, like I've been saying before, guys, lots of big players are coming in the crypto space, especially Bitcoin. This is why we're seeing the price of Bitcoin, you know, not to get off topic here, but this is why we're seeing the price of Bitcoin skyrocketing. All these big institutions, all these big players, you have Tesla, you have, you know, Square, you have MasterCard, you have Visa, you have these banks, you know, picking up lots of amounts of Bitcoin, individual institutional investors as well. So, you know, this is again why the price is just inflating and going up and up. Plus, there's definitely some other action behind it as well too. But at the same time, the firm has increasingly seen its customers take advantage of crypto cards to access their assets and convert them into traditional currencies for spending, right? So this is a big win, right? So this is a very smart move by MasterCard, right? If you want to learn more about this information too, click on, you know, follow us on LinkedIn, click on this article, and you can learn more about it as well. All right. So moreover, we got Microsoft OneDrive gets small upgrade to prevent you from losing track of your files. So that's pretty cool, guys. So no more losing track. So if you guys, put in the wrong folder, or you guys saved your document, you know, in the wrong part of the computer and you don't even know where you put it, it looks like, you know, with more employees working from home more than ever before, cloud storage services such as Microsoft OneDrive have become an essential tool for staying productive, right? So that's always a good. So by using OneDrive instead of local storage, an entire team can have access to all of the files and documents they need in one place. However, what happens when you accidentally delete a file? It stores it for you, right? So there's no more losing track of your files with this new Microsoft OneDrive service. So again, guys, for you guys that want to learn more about it, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into this article, and you guys can learn more about it as well. Moreover, we got Google Chrome will no longer support older processors, right? So the Chromium development team announced via a policy document that support will be dropped for older x86 CPUs that do not meet a minimum SSE3, so supplemental stream SIMD extension 3 support starting in Chrome 89, right? So it looks like they won't be supporting these old processors. So if you guys have been using them, definitely take that into consideration. You know, we're letting you guys know they're not supporting them. All right, if you guys want to learn more about it too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more. We got Apple news, guys, iOS updates. So we got the iOS 14.5 wants to keep you and your internet use well away from Google. So Apple continues to ramp up its privacy policies after revealing that it will reroute Safari traffic through its own servers to limit how much information Google can collect when its safe browsing service is employed. The change will be implemented from iOS 14.5. on, guys. So it's pretty cool. So if you have iOS 14.5, it looks like they're making this adjustment, which is good, right? So again, this is more towards privacy. This is, you know, data. This is something that that's a good move Apple is doing, because you know, there've been lots of privacy data information, data sharing that lots of customers and even small businesses don't even like. So it's great that Apple's taking the initiatives to step up with this privacy policy. So the average, you know, consumer, the average individual doesn't get their information leaked by anywhere else, right? So it's a great step up by Apple. Again, guys, if you want to learn more about this information, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and definitely you can learn more about that as well. Moreover, guys, we have WandaVision episode 6 featured the creepiest MCU moment ever, guys. So it looks like WandaVision, lots of people like this show. Ever since episode 1 of WandaVision, the Marvel Cinematic Universe TV show has been blurring horror into the series of mix of sitcom and superhero drama. Whether it's a strange behavior of the residents of Westview, the elements of reality breaking through the show's sitcom facade, or indeed Vision's dead body momentarily appearing to Wanda halfway through a conversation, right? So definitely, if you guys haven't watched episode 6, tune into episode 6 and you should get more insight there, guys. All right, so we have news on the all black PS5, guys, something that we've all been waiting for. You've probably been saying to yourself, man, when are they going to come out with the black version? They have a white version. They have some other pictures I've seen online have gold versions, other blue versions. When is an all black version coming out? And this is super exciting. So black PS5 finally becomes a reality as faceplates go on sale, but not from Sony. If you've been dreaming of an all black PS5, then dream no more. Black faceplates for Sony's next-gen console are now on sale, but not from the Japanese manufacturer, right? So it's not from Sony. So it looks like it's from somewhere else. Instead, Canadian brand D Brand has put its black PS5 dark plates on sale. Although at the time of writing, there's at least 3 month wait on shipping, as the firm has already sold out. It's February. Of course, they're gonna sell out. They sold out. It's February, March, and April stock. So wow, 3 months, guys. They already sold out. May is currently the estimated shipping time date for orders placed now. So if you want your matte black PS5, you want those dark plates so you can put it on the PS5. Because remember, guys, those plates are removable as well. So you know, if you want those, start ordering them now, right? So if you want to start ordering them, go ahead. You know, click on the follow us on LinkedIn, click on this article, and you can go ahead, go into the link and place your order through their website as well. But that is just amazing, guys. You see how much demand there is for this matte black PS5. There's, you know, just so much demand. Already 3 months of orders already been filled. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Moreover, guys, we have Apple launches a new AR experience tied to For All Mankind, right? So For All Mankind, Time Capsule is a new augmented reality app created by Apple to promote the upcoming second season of For All Mankind, which premieres on February 19th on Apple TV Plus. So even for those of you who aren't fans of the show, which tells the story of the alternate history in which the Soviet Union beat the United States to the moon, leading to an extended space race in the 70s and beyond, the app is still noteworthy as another sign of Apple's interest in AR, and even beyond the reports that it's working on AR glasses. So this would be interesting, guys. I know that. So they're pretty much working on this, you know, augmented reality app, right? But they're trying to have this configure with the new Apple AR glasses. And we talked about this in our previous episodes. If you haven't checked out our previous episodes, you can go ahead and go in our playlist and watch our previous episodes. I think it's around episode 9 or 10. We talk about Apple's AR glasses. But, you know, they're coming out with this feature, and now they're looking to configure with the augmented reality app. And that's just amazing, guys. For you guys that have an interest in that, that's just definitely going to be awesome. Moreover, we have Discord news on Discord. Discord, some of you guys know, it's an app, right? So some of you know some people I know use it, most people I know don't. Personally, I don't, but it looks like it's becoming the fastest and favorite tool among cyber criminals. Now, why is that the case? So as people around the world turn to video games to stay occupied while under lockdown during the pandemic, cyber criminals took note and launched a new campaign with the aim of targeting gamers, according to the research from Zscaler, right? So that's kind of ridiculous. So let's see, what does that mean? You know, how can you prevent this from happening to you? What does that mean, right? So these attacks often exploit the popularity of certain games such as Among Us to lure players into downloading fake versions, which serves malware. So however, cyber criminals have also begun to deploy ransomware, credential stealers, and crypto miners to target gamers as well, guys. So definitely be wary of that. So one thing many of these new campaigns share in common is that the fact that cyber criminals have begun to leverage the group chatting platform Discord as a CDN for hosting their malicious payloads. While using this service to host payloads is not new, there was an uptick in the number of cyber criminals doing so last year. Shame on them. For instance, an attacker can upload a malicious file on a Discord channel and share a public link with others who use the service as well with those that don't. Even worse, a file sent from Discord is there forever, so even if an attacker deletes a file shared via the service, its link can be used to download the malicious file. And this is why, even in previous episodes, guys, I've been saying, be wary of any links, weird links that pop up in your email, and maybe even in your Facebook chat, wherever it is, guys. If it's a weird link, and even on this channel, there is even a person that tried to, tried to just drop a link, and it was a weird link, right? They have zero subscribers. They just started on YouTube, right? Not too long ago, and dropping a weird link, right? Trying to, you know, engage with this content, but it was a fake. Honestly, we just deleted it from our channel because it could have been a link to a malicious file that ended up, you know, diving deep more into our information. So any links, guys, that are weird, that are not really confirmed, again, the best thing to do is just to type it into Google or type it into Reddit or type it into Bing, your search engine, see if it comes up as anything. If not, just delete it, dismiss it, because they're, you know, again, they're just, cyber criminals are looking for you just to click on anything, input your information, and then voila, they take off with your information. So definitely be wary of that. And this is why we come out with information like this, so we can keep, you know, all of you guys, you know, that follow us and are, you know, a part of our community that like what we do, definitely safe, because privacy is number one in our book as well. If you want to learn more about this as well, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click on the link, and you can learn more about that as well too. So moreover, guys, we have Disney Plus is already close to hitting 100 million subscribers, which is amazing. So in just a year and a half since its launch, Disney Plus is already on the verge of reaching 100 million subscribers, half of what Netflix gained in over a decade, in a tenth of the time, right? So it's, you know, Disney Plus is already reaching higher and higher highs with their subscribers, right? I remember when Disney Plus first came out, it was like just literally last year in 2020, I think, a little bit after the summer, Disney Plus dropped, and, you know, everybody was going crazy, even including myself. You know, I want Disney Plus, I want to watch all these Disney shows, you know, old Disney shows from the 90s, the 80s, early 2000s. Now it dropped, they're reaching closer to 100 million subscribers. That's amazing. They're probably definitely on the verge of passing that number as well. So definitely check out Disney Plus as well. All right, so that is news from our LinkedIn page. Let's take a couple news bits from our Facebook page as well, guys. Our Facebook page is called The Real EAD. We'll also leave a link in the description so you can go check that out as well too. Guys, so we got big players, right? Uber and Lyft. It looks like they're not in profit. Looks like they're losing money as well. So Uber and Lyft are getting less unprofitable, but COVID-19 is still a drag on their business, right? So Uber and Lyft reported their quarterly earnings this week. While both companies are showing signs of improvement, the COVID-19 pandemic continues to cast a long shadow over the overall ride hail business. It raises the question of how both companies, neither of which have ever turned a profit, can hope to claw their way out of a deeper financial pit in which they have cast it by COVID-19. Okay, guys, this is very interesting, guys, too. And let me just reiterate, Uber and Lyft do not make a profit, but they're still in business. So, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know out there, you know, emphasizing that statement, letting you know that you can still be an operating business even though you do not make a profit, because obviously they have tons and tons of users out there, right? And not to say that they don't make money, but they do not you know, overall, as companies turn a profit, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're unsuccessful, right? So definitely for you small business owners out there that are looking to start, take that as a grain of salt. You know, you don't have to have everything perfect to make a profit, to have, you know, to have everything right, right? You have companies like Uber and Lyft that don't make a profit, are still having business, are still successful, right? But, you know, they still have years where they keep coming back and, you know, crawling their way out again and again and again, right? So now this COVID-19 pandemic as well too, guys, it's a different time for them. You'll have people that definitely need rides, right? But it's like, where are they gonna go, right? So once things really start to open up, obviously we'll probably see more and more Lyft and Ubers. There's definitely a lot out there right now, just even personally speaking and seeing that. But obviously, as more and more places start to open, more and more people start to need rides to go to different places, more and more people start to need rides even later at night to go to, you know, their favorite restaurant, you know, go on movies, dates, bars, clubs, and stuff like that. More rides, more business, and stuff like that. So honestly, personally, I think that they'll still be in business regardless, even, you know, way past the pandemic, right? Because again, they're global as well. Uber is in different countries, different continents such as Africa and Europe and Germany and stuff like that. So it's definitely good to note that. Moreover, guys, we got the VLC 4.0 coming this year with new interface for the popular video player, right? So version 4.0 of VLC, the popular cross-platform media playing software, is planned for release in the coming months. Protocol reports. So the big new feature is redesigned interface, which VideoLAN Foundation President Jean Baptiste Kemp hopes will look a bit more modern. Protocol also reports that the team is working on integrating more online content into the software, as well as a new way of running VLC in a web page. It also has an IMDb competitor in the works as well. So that's very interesting, guys. Be wary, and you know, we'll keep you guys updated as well on the new VLC 4.0 coming this year with the new interface. So it's very amazing for you guys that edit videos, for you guys that like to watch videos on the video player. So this is going to be a very, very good step up, right? And so we have best Amazon Echo deals out right now. So when it comes to Echo smart speakers, Amazon has a slew of devices to choose from, one for particularly every occasion. For example, maybe you simply want to add Alexa to a room, or you are looking for an Echo device that will allow you to easily manage your other smart home products. Regardless of the reason, there are these best Echo deals currently available right now as well. So definitely, if you guys want to go ahead, check out these deals. You can definitely follow us on Facebook, click on this link, and you guys will be able to see the deals there as well. Facebook news, which is really good. So Facebook has doubled down on bullying and harassment takedowns since last year. And this is a big, big step too by Facebook, right? You know, they were definitely not doing this, they definitely weren't doing this as hard, you know, in 2010, in 2011, 2014, lots of kids, you know, and we hear these news stories and you see these, you know, videos on YouTube or even Facebook, you see and you hear, you know, even locally, you know, just, you know, teenagers and kids and, you know, sometimes even adults going to the extremes because of bullying online or harassment on Facebook. So it looks like Facebook is becoming more proactive on these situations, which is really good. So on Thursday, Facebook released a new moderation transparency report showing a marked uptick in bullying and harassment enforcement, which reached a peak of 6.3 million total takedowns, which is amazing, through the last quarter of 2020. So it's an increase from 3.5 million pieces last year and 2.8 million in the fourth quarter of 2019. The company said that said much of the change is due to improvements in the automated system that analyzed Facebook and Instagram comments. So that's just amazing, guys, right? So we all want to, and it's great too, because they're creating more of a community that is more open and, you know, less susceptible to bullying and harassment and, you know, suicidal people that are suicide and, you know, end up just doing crazy things to the extremes just because of a few posts on Facebook. So I think it's very great that Facebook is being proactive on these issues and continues to be proactive on these issues, as well as hopefully other social media providers such as TikTok, such as Snapchat, you know, maybe WeChat, you know, and other social media platforms encourage and do the same thing, creating open communities online where people can actually just, you know, interact with each other civilly and not create havoc, right? So Twitter would actually be a great example too, where it could step up, and it has really been stepping up too, obviously, since we've seen through our political, you know, regime in America as well too. So moreover on that topic anyways, you see the Galaxy A52 and A72 might be getting high refresh rate screens, right? So Samsung may be getting closer to refreshing two popular mid-range devices, the Galaxy A52 and the A72. So the leaked press renders and prices have popped up over the last month, and now Sam Mobile is reporting that the phones will get higher refresh rate screens. This is a welcome feature that's trickling down for much pricier flagship devices, faster refresh rates, making it for a much slicker experience with smoother animations and scrolling than the typical 60 hertz screen offers, right? So the A52 and A72 are both expected to sell in LTE and 5G versions. The LTE phones will allegedly have 90 hertz displays, while the 5G versions get 120 hertz panels. Sam Mobile only indicates that the A52 5G will have the 120 hertz screen, but it seems likely that the A72 5G would have that too. A 90 hertz panel isn't unheard of in the A52 budget, so lower mid-range class, the $300 OnePlus Nord and 10 5G is equipped with one, but still uncommon. Let's see if there's any videos regarding this phone, guys. Let's see if there's any more photos, just so you guys can see kind of what I'm talking about. All these specs and everything sound good, and they all these words sound fancy, but let's just see actual photos of the idea of the products here. So as you can see, it has this kind of triple camera in the back too. Very nice, very different from the quad cameras we've been seeing, guys, on those smartphones where you have, you know, the four pixels, but this looks like it has three. Very interesting. Looks like there's no home button here too. You can just see it's kind of like the iPhone. They've left no home button, but it does have a front facing camera as well, so it looks pretty nice here too. And there is the phone. And guys, if you want to learn more about this, you know, if you guys want to have the link to it, go ahead, follow us on Facebook, click into the article, and you guys can learn more about it as well. Right, so we got Disney Plus hitting subscribers, we've already talked about. And you have updates of new games on the Switch, PlayStation, Nintendo. So Stardew Valley's big local co-op update has come to consoles. So that's very interesting. Looks like LG rolls out some new Grams laptops are available for purchase. Several LG's 2021 Gram laptops are now available for purchase. LG announced the new lineup earlier this year, but had not yet announced pricing or availability. The models you can buy now are the Gram 14, the Gram 16, and the Gram 17. The company also has two convertible laptops, the Gram 14 2-in-1 and the Gram 16 2-in-1, coming in mid-March. So very interesting, guys. Let's see what it looks like. The photos, let's see if there's any videos or anything. Let's see if, you know, there's any other photos or videos or things like that. So this looks really cool, guys. Different colorways. Looks like this is a space gray, all black, and then you have this silver white color here. Looks like it folds. This is a 2-in-1, so it folds into a tablet as well. Very intuitive. and you have the prices. So the 14 inch is $1,000, the LG Gram 16 inch is $1,400, the LG Gram 17 inch is $1,750. So very nice, very intuitive laptop, guys. And it says lighter than it looks. Let's click on this review to see if there's an actual video here. It'd be great. You know, I know you guys love to see the videos as well as I do. Let's see if there's any videos here as well. So it looks like there's a photo here. So again, guys, as you can see, this kind of looks sort of like the MacBook a little bit because of the colorway, even the buttons a little bit, except for the numbers over here. I like the way LG did this because Macs usually don't do this. They don't have the number pad on the right. Usually if you're an accountant, if you're doing lots of numbers, if you're in business, I love having the number pad on the right. You can just input numbers, you know, and it's just very intuitive, very, you know, little things like that, very simple. Right, so very nice, and even says Gram on the top here, very sleek. And then you can see here as well, so the keyboard looks pretty open, as you have the numbers on the side as well too. It looks like the keyboard's pretty big, and it looks like it wouldn't be hard typing, right? So it's very open, you know, and less, not really compact, so you just have this open keyboard where you can type very nicely too. Okay, so you have this here, you have the USBs, you have the HDMI, you have the USB-C cable as well, the USB-C port. Very nice front-facing camera as well too, the nice screen. So that's looking really good, guys. Let's see what Verge gives us as a score. So it looks like Verge gives us a 7.5 out of 10, not too bad, not the worst, but it's not the best, right? So nice 17-inch inch screen, unbelievably light, great battery life, improved keyboard, like I was saying. The thing that they found about that were bad, kind of bad to them, was the struggles with tasks beyond browsing, no touch screen, which is kind of crazy, pricey for performance it offers, right? So it is kind of pricey. I do wish they brought down the price just a little bit more, especially if it's not really touch screen. You know, if they could have brought it down to maybe $600-$700, that would have definitely really be good. But hey, LG as LT as LG, and looks like the performance, it makes sense, right? So it looks like the LG hasn't reinvented the wheel. The 2020 Gram 17 is largely iterative update to the 2019 model. The company has made some key improvements. The chassis, the keyboard layout have received minor tweaks. The battery is bigger, and there's new 10th gen Core i7. If you guys don't know, i7, guys, is a really fast processor. Even the i5 is really, really fast too. It's really good. If you're a student, if you work, or if you work from home, it's quick, easy i5. i3 is a little slower. Definitely you can't store as much too. Still, internet connection is still not too slow. Still not as fast as the i5, but it gets the job done. i5 really gets the job done. i7's really forcing it, and i9 is just bonkers crazy fast. All right, so it has the i7 1065 G7 under the hood, but the massive screen remains a singular reason to buy this laptop. So you should only spend $1,700 on this if you're sure if that's what you want, right? So that's what it is, guys. All right, so it looks pretty cool. If you guys want to check that out, you guys can go ahead, follow us on Facebook, click into the article, and go ahead and see if there's a link for you to purchase. So we have Elon Musk and the Tesla Roadster. Elon Musk tells Joe Rogan he wants the new Tesla Roadster to hover. And the Roadster, guys, if you guys have not seen the Roadster video that dropped in, I believe, 2018 or 2019, you guys definitely should go watch that first if you guys don't know what the Tesla Roadster is. It will be the sexiest, fastest car ever. I'm telling you, it looks bonkers. You can see the photo even from here. The interior is just gorgeous. It's just a car from the future. So Elon Musk has said for years that he wants to offer a rocket thruster package to increase the already ludicrous speed of the second generation Tesla Roadster. But now he says he's considering using thrusters to make the Roadster hover too. So I wanted to hover, and I was trying to figure out how to make this thing hover without, you know, killing people, Musk told Joe Rogan in a new episode of the Joe Rogan's Experience, right? Joe Rogan, very, very, very popular podcaster, very great guy, and it's just amazing. He's a really a wonderful dude, really funny guy. So maybe it can hover like a meter above the ground or something like that. So if you plummet, it'll blow out the suspension, but you're not gonna die. Honestly, this would be a crazy feature if the Tesla Roadster was able to hover above ground and really stay up and fly, right? That's what Elon Musk was really saying when he, I think when he developed the white paper and everything for the Tesla Roadster back in 2018. Right, so you know, it goes 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds, 1.9 seconds. Very, very fast car. Let's take a look at some features and some pictures of the car here and see what's good. Let's see, it looks like there is no pictures, right? So, like I said, guys, look up the Tesla Roadster, right? So, moreover, what they're saying is an extraordinary idea, and one that is sure to create a headache for safety regulators if Musk actually goes through with it when the new Roadster hits the market in 2022. So that's just next year. He said it was going to drop in 2020, but now they're pushing it to 2022. I really hope it drops in 2022. I do not want to wait another 2 to 4 years for this, Elon. So Musk has a history of pushing boundaries with Tesla cars. Though he seems more willing lately to make choices that could force regulators to act, the redesigned Model S sedan and Model X SUV announced last month, for instance, each feature a U-shaped yoked steering wheel that was reportedly a surprise to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Those new vehicles also automatically shift between park, reverse, neutral, and drive. Rogan asked Musk whether the steering wheel was legal in the new interview. Yeah, I mean, they use a yoke in Formula One, Musk said. Yeah, but you're not on a highway in a Formula One car, Rogan responded. I like driving like this, resting my head on the top of the wheel. Well, autopilot is getting good enough that you won't need to drive most of the time, Musk said. I find you can rest your hand on your knee. It works great. So that's just amazing, guys. That's amazing, guys. So hopefully they go through with this, Elon Musk with the Tesla Roadster, discussing this with Joe Rogan. That's amazing, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this, go ahead, follow us on Facebook, click into this article, and you guys can learn more. All right, so it looks like that there's news on a new Tron and Legacy skin for Fortnite. So today, Tron invades Fortnite with light cycles and new skins. So it revealed the latest crossover from its Battle Royale hit, which brings the retro-futuristic world of Tron into the game. There are 10 different Tron-themed skins available in the in-game store right now, and each has a removable helmet. You can also get a light cycle glider and an identity disc pickaxe. It's not yet clear and whether you'll be able to throw it, so we'll definitely see what's good with that. But that's pretty interesting there too for you guys that are Fortnite fans. Moreover, guys, we have Alexa can now greet people from your Ring Doorbell Pro. All right, so Amazon is announcing that it's adding Alexa to its Ring Video Doorbell Pro, giving it the ability to talk to people when they come to your house. The feature is called Alexa Greetings and requires that you have a Ring Protect subscription, which starts at $3 a month. If you do, Alexa can ask your visitors what they want and they can choose to leave a video recording as a message. If they're a delivery person, Alexa will be able to tell them to leave the packages where they are, assuming the delivery person is willing to ask you're willing to talk to your robotic doorbell. So that's amazing, guys. And literally, this is news that we even presented in a couple, you know, episodes back in Electronic News Network. And they're finally going through with this. So Alexa can now greet people from your Ring Doorbell Pro. And, you know, you won't be able to, you know, you don't even have to get up from what you're doing, you know. It's a smart Ring doorbell, and it'll be able to interact with whoever is standing in front of it. So that's definitely amazing, guys. That is definitely amazing. All right. We also have some EAD Entertainment on